right, so there was a little Nathaniel Mayer set for you, but that was Going Back to the Village of Love by Nathaniel Mayer and the Fabulous Twilights. Before that was I Want a Woman by Nathaniel Mayer and the Fabulous Twilights, which is a killer ballad, which is the flip side to, obviously, the Village of Love. Again, a gift given to me by Mr. Wiggles, who was my mentor. And as well, you know, I mean, he made this comment to me to flip my record over when I told him that the song that I really liked was I Want a Woman, and I told him to go home and flip his record over, and he did, and it's a really, it's a killer ballad, and now he knows that. This was a really long time ago. But either way, it kind of inspired me to do a B-side treasure set. So I've got a couple more of those coming up, as well as a girl set kind of in between them. So next up is going to be Dig Myself a Hole by Arthur Big Boy Crudup. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well as when my microphone is working and I record and upload my show, you can check out my archives at the Kill Radio homepage. So here we go with Dig Myself a Hole.
Now this world is in an uproar. People singing a song. The way these reds is cutting up. Ain't gonna be here long. I might dig myself a hole. Move my baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around. Now they take me to the riverfront to cross the deep blue sea. My baby's wondering, man, what become of me? I might dig myself a cave, move my baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around. That's all right for you. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do, I might dig myself a cave. Move my baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around. You know I love my baby. And I want her for myself. If I go to war, she got to get somebody else. I might dig myself a cave, move my baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around.
Don't feel sorry, don't feel blue. Go on, baby, break my heart in two. Have yourself a merry ball. I was a fool to ever care at all. Don't say you'll take me back again. I've heard that line before. Got me crawling back for more. I should have known from the very start you had no loving in your cold, cold heart. So don't feel sorry, don't feel blue. Go on, baby, break my heart in two. Don't say you'll take me back again. I've heard that line before. Got me crawling back for more. Someday, honey, you will surely pay for treating your daddy this low-down way.
You got me weeping and a-singing the blues. I'm walking holes in my brand new shoes.
Heard say you're taking me back again.
I've heard that line before.
Just go on and tell your dearest friends.
You got me crawling back for more.
sure like the butter them buns. Come on, give me some of them buns. If I ever got my hands on them buns, them is the softest buns I has ever done had.
Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org, and you're tuning into my B-side treasure set. You just heard Hot Cross Buns by Paul Gayton, which is the flip to The Hunch. Before that was Pasha by the Ramrocks, which is one of my favorites. That's the flip to Lasagna. Before that was Psycho Serenade by Big J McNeely and Band, vocals by Little Sonny Warner. And that is the flip to I Got the Message. Before that was I've Heard That Line Before by Johnny Strickland, which is the flip to Don't Leave Me Lonely. And then starting off that B-side treasure set was Dig Myself a Hole by Arthur Big Boy Crudup, and that's the flip to Katie May. Again, you're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well as you can check me out at your leisure by checking out my archived and uploaded shows to the Kill Radio homepage. Just to mix it up a little bit, I've got a really great girl set next. Well, actually, it's boys singing about girls. More music compliments to thehound.net. It's basically like being a kid in a candy store. And what's really great for me is I can kind of download this music and play it, and it kind of holds me over until I actually get the real thing. So next up is going to be Girls, Girls, Girls Part 2 by The Coasters, and then following that I'll end my show with another of my B-side treasure sets. So stay tuned, and here we go. So Girls, Girls, Girls Part 2.
Getting on a bus there, getting out of taxis, walking in a wee girl in vibe.
Yeah, 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 girl.
In tight sweater, in short dresses.
Girl.
Oh, pretty Lord, I could cry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just a red blooded boy, and I can't stop thinking about
girl.
Going swimming,
girl.
Playing tennis,
girl.
Keeping around in the park.
Yeah, 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 girl.
Riding horses,
girl.
Roller skating.
Girl,
I got tired in the dark.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just a red-blooded boy, and I can't stop thinking about
girls, 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 girls.
And when I pick up a sandwich to munch, a crunchy crunch, a tea, a crunchy tea crunch, I never ever get to finish my lunch, because there's always bound to be a bunch of girls.
Get no buses. Walking in a wiggling by.
Yeah, 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 girl.
In tight sweaters.
Girl.
In a
girl dresses.
Girl.
Oh, pretty Lord, I could cry.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just a red-blooded boy, and I can't stop thinking about girls, girls.
I'm really gonna love you right. The way you love me makes me wanna shout. Crazy about you, baby, cause you knocked me out. Oh, yeah! Baby, you're my one and only prize. You knocked me out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You send me pretty, baby. Every time it is me, it's mine. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy about you, baby.
You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at KILLRadio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And let's see, you just heard my girl set, compliments of the hound.net. She Knocks Me Out by Harold Barrage. Before that was Tough Chick by the Rockbusters, which is a really nice instrumental. Before that was Girl on Death Row by Duane Eddy, performed by Duane Eddy, but written by Lee Hazelwood. That's dedicated for my friend Andrew, who's actually teaching English in Japan. Actually, he could help me with my English a little bit. He's a really good friend of mine who turned me on to Lee Hazelwood, actually. And I heard this song on Rex's show. And when I hear really good music that I like, I go to the hound.net to see if I can find it, you know, to hold me over until I actually get the 45. So there you go. That was Girl on Death Row by Duane Eddy. Really great. Before that was Girls, Girls, Girls Part 2 by The Coasters. And I actually ordered that 45, or I bought that 45 off eBay, so I'm waiting for it to come in the mail, and hopefully I'll play it next week. And we'll see. Actually, I'm assuming that Girls, Girls, Girls Part 1 and then Girls, Girls, Girls Part 2 is the flip, so we'll see what the A-side sounds like. Anyways, I'm going to finish off the show with my last of my B-side treasure sets, and I thought that Girl Set was a really good lead-in to I Dig Girls by Bobby Rydell. I was going through my 45s and flipping them over, and I didn't realize that some of my favorite songs were B-sides, and I Dig Girls is one of them. So next up is I Dig Girls by Bobby Rydell here at Lost in Paradise at KILLRadio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Man, I sure dig girls.
I dig girls who wear a ponytail, short fat fanny, or as thin as a rail. Whoa, 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 baby, I don't care. She can be a dream lover or a nightmare. The big or the small one, the short or the tall ones. I dig the girl because the one, yeah, I dig you. Young and the old ones, the shy and the bold ones, I
crazy chick a-running down the street. I said, ooh, pretty baby, why the great big B? She said, oh, wow, what a square, don't you dig the scene? Daddy Cool's a-playing his piano machine. Daddy who?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy who?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool. Shining on two magic hands that rock like dynamite. They had it cool, daddy cool. They had it cool, daddy cool. They had it cool, daddy cool. Daddy cool, daddy cool.
Rock cool, daddy, daddy, daddy.
So gone. I said, come on, chick dance. And as I held her in my arms, I knew I found romance. Then when they closed the club, I walked my baby home. But now I'll see her every night, cause she says I'm her own. Daddy cool, daddy cool.
Well, you think I'm living in
You just heard Angel Baby by The Swallows, which is the flip to Oh Lonesome Me, which was a gift to me from Mr. Wiggles. And this time he actually told me to flip over the record, obviously, Angel Baby. Let's see. Before that was Them Terrible Boots by The Orlons, which is the flip to South Street, which is a song I could really care less about. But Dick Blackburn was telling me he was listening to my show and he had heard me play that song and he actually went out and got the 45. Because, of course, he would have never probably thought to flip over South Street, which I thought was pretty cool to influence him to go out and buy a record. Before that was Daddy Cool by The Rays, which was the flip to Silhouettes, which was obviously a really big hit. But Daddy Cool is kind of a nice little rocker. Before that was I Dig Girls by Bobby Rydell, which is the flip to We Got Love, which is one of my favorite 45s and also my favorite pick sleeve. So that's going to end my B-side treasure set, but please tune in next week because I've acquired a whole bunch of new 45s I'm going to be spinning next week, and I've got a couple of B-side treasure sets. There's some really great stuff that I have found. And also, Dick Blackburn had called me during my set to inform me, give me a little information about A Girl on Death Row. It was written by Lee Hazelwood and actually sung by Lee Hazelwood, and Duane Eddy is somehow affiliated with that record. We're not quite sure if he's maybe playing guitar or performing something on that record. But that song was written for I Wanna Live, which was a movie in the late 50s. Susan Hayward was the actress in it, and it was about Barbara Graham, I guess a woman who was killed, electric chair, possibly. I can't quite remember all the information that Dick just gave me. But either way, that's all info. I'm definitely going to have to go out and check out I Wanna Live and see how this song is used in the film. You've been Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well as when I record my show and upload it to the Kill Radio homepage. You can check out my archived shows, but I think today my mic is working, and again, I'm redoing my show from last week. For those who don't tune in live but only listen to my archived shows, it will definitely be archived and uploaded to the website. And I just wanted to give some announcements to check in next week again for my newly acquired 45s. It should be a really great show. And then following that, I'm going to do my tribute to 50s black rockers and 60s garage, kind of frat, just wild and crazy, demented music from the 50s and 60s that's not played enough. So that's going to be the following week. Some really killer stuff. And also, I just wanted to announce the film festival Last Remaining Seats. You can view classic films in the historic movie palaces of downtown's Broadway Theater District. I went last week to the opening night. They had shown The Mark of Zorro from 1936 with Tyrone Powers, which was amazing. I've actually never seen it before. Definitely a must-see. It was at the Los Angeles Theater. This Wednesday tonight at the Orpheum Theater is A Star is Born. Next Wednesday the 14th at the Palace Theater is Harold Lloyd's Silent Comedies. June 21st at the Orpheum Theater is Chinatown. June 28th at the Los Angeles Theater is a Mexican film, and the English translation is Two Careful Fellows from 53. And then the series is going to end with A Rebel Without a Cause, July 5th at the Los Angeles Theater. All these theaters are amazing, and I think the proceeds go to the Los Angeles Conservancy that really helps try to keep Los Angeles architecture alive, and they do a lot for these really beautiful old movie theaters down off Broadway. It's a really great environment, and last week was really amazing, so I would definitely recommend going. It's $18. I don't think they're student tickets. It's well worth it, though. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And it looks like I'm basically out of time. So that's it for me today. Tune in again next week for my newly acquired 45s, and tune in for the future. Dick Blackburn will come on my show at some point, and hopefully I'll have some other guests, people who I'm interested in coming onto my show, so hopefully I'll be able to tempt them in the near future. So again, you've been Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I guess that's it. So hopefully you will tune in next week. And now I'm just going to kick over to the Kill Radio Archives.